Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
What is resilience and why is it important? Resilience, in my opinion, I'm going to give you just my perspective on it, the way I see it, is the ability to be able to withstand pressures externally and internally without losing composure and without falling off track of where you need to go. Now, that's not saying that getting bumped off track or falling off isn't going to happen. But the difference between people that are resilient and people that aren't, or the people that are able to get back quicker, the bounce back rate. We are all going to have things come at us, but the ability to be able to absorb the impact, to be able to get knocked down, get moved around, but still keep our composure and stay centered is resilience. We are dealing with a time right now where there is so much external craziness going on that it's so easy to get knocked off. This is why developing a solid core and fundamental foundation within yourself, rooted in your own purpose, your own self, that you create this strength that no matter what happens, you can stay solid, you can stay centered. Again, it's not about being perfect. We're all going to get knocked off. Some days we're feeling lower than others. Some days we're up. Some days we're down. Some days we're kind of in the middle. But that's really what it is. It's equilibrium. Resilience is being able to withstand pressure and being able to keep your equilibrium, right? To come back to balance, no matter what is being thrown at you. And the more adversity, the more challenges, the more pain, the more struggle that you go through, the more opportunity that you're going to get to grow, the more resilience you're going to build. Think of resilience as almost like you're acquiring these skills. And every time you overcome something, it's like you're bringing one more perspective or something into your tool belt. So then the next time that you're faced with something similar or even something that may have challenged you years before, it doesn't throw you off. You're able to just handle it in a calm, cool, collective way, learn from it, understand it, and then move forward. That is the power of resilience. And the beautiful thing is that if you are able to look at your life and be the creator of your life, be empowered, be the warrior of your own life, to be that the most empowered human that you can be, you will understand that every single thing that comes at you, every single bit of adversity comes at you, you get the opportunity to learn and grow from it. Nobody can take that away from you. That's really the reality of adversity, is that you get the opportunity to choose. Do I want to make the most empowered decision? Do I want to choose the most empowering thought, which is about solution, which is about opportunity, which is about growth, which is about knowing that I'm going to get more resilient from this? Or do I want to choose the victim? Poor me. Why is this happening? Why does things always happen to me? Why am I having all the bad luck? You know, the stories that you see and hear people, that's the opportunity in every situation. So if that isn't working for you, then why not choose the most empowering thought? And every time you do that, every time you learn from the situation and you move through it, you get stronger, you get more resilient, you get more prepared for the battles of life ahead. And right now, there is so much going on in the world that you absolutely must understand the importance of resilience. You must understand that if you don't have a lot of adversity in your life right now, you can build resilience on your own. You can choose the difficult decision to jump in the cold shower or jump in the ice bath or sit in the sauna or do the hard workout, right? You're choosing that thing. And every time you do that, you're building a little bit more resilience in yourself, right? And you add those up over time and you look back, you're like, wow, I'm getting stronger. I'm getting more mentally tough. I'm getting a lot more, I'm becoming the driver of my life and not the passenger, right? And you can also create spiritual and emotional resilience too, right? Sitting in a meditation, committing to saying, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to leave this spot until I finish. You're going to have aches and pains in your legs and your ankles. You're going to want to jump and go do something. Every time that you tame that animal that we have, it's like a dog trying to tame a dog. Every time you tame it and you do as you say you're going to do, you build more resilience. If you're doing breath work and you feel resistance, like you can't go past, like, oh, I've never been here before, uncharted territory. If you can push through that, there's going to be a beautiful bliss on the other side, right? That resistance is going to reward you with more resilience. Resilience is the ability to be able to grow mind, body, spirit in strength, to be able to acquire more strength. And essentially, the easiest way to explain it is that you are able to handle pressure and you're without losing your shit, without losing control, to be able to handle what's around you, to be able to handle the internal chaos that's going on, the external, but yet still be able to come back to yourself, to be centered, to be calm, cool, collective, right? Like I said earlier, there's times where you're going to fall off. You're going to lose your shit. You're going to go off the deep end. That's okay. It happens. We're all human. Don't judge yourself and beat yourself up. But how long do you stay off the track before you come back? That's the difference. That is the power of resilience. The ability to be able to move through and not fall off track for too long and to be able to keep your emotions in check, to be able to understand that whatever is in front of you that is challenging you, you got this. You have the ability. You are strong. You are powerful and you will get through it. You have made it through everything else in your life up until this point. What makes you think the next thing or what you're going through that you won't be able to move through it? It's an illusion. You can do it. And when you do it, you collect those resilience badges. And before you know it, you look back and you got a whole whack of them. So to finish wrapping up this episode, I want you to really think about everything that you've been through in this life, how well you have done, how you've been able to overcome everything. And now you're living in a world where you're going to be presented with challenges. How can you show up? What can you do to take your power back? How can you show up as your most empowered self? I recommend grabbing a journal, journaling on it. How have I learned? How have I developed resilience in my life from what I've been through? What are some of those resilient badges I have acquired? What are some of the things that I've overcome? Be proud of yourself. Understand that your story is what makes you who you are. And just look at how far you've come. Remember your power. I really recommend figuring out ways to build resilience for yourself, ways to empower yourself. Take up a meditation practice, go within, learn to withstand the pressure of the monkey mind that always wants to go and jump around and do things, and do a breathwork practice. I'm working on a free breathwork practice that I'm going to offer all of you guys. I don't have it ready yet, but keep your eyes open and ears open for an episode soon, and I'll be giving that to you. It's going to be around manifestation, but I'm going to be creating lots, and there's lots of big plans for breathwork. So just make sure to remember, you guys, you know, you are powerful, and take it in your own hands to develop your resilience. Take it in your hands to read about resilient people. Just know that things in this world may become more complicated, and you want to be ready. You want to be ready to unlock that power that you have within, that we all have, and utilize it in your life so that when anything comes your way, you can handle it. If you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast yet, please make sure you do so wherever you're listening. If you got value from this, please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify and subscribe and hit that follow button. It really helps. And of course, share it with somebody you feel needs it. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. We will catch you next time.